This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of rising above the issues of our day. Today's message reminds me of an experience I had earlier this year when my car broke down. About 6 months ago, I drove to the grocery store, and just as I turned down the aisle in search of the first available parking spot, my car stopped. It died on me in the middle of the aisle. As the cars were beginning to pile up behind me, I threw my flashers on and began to wave my hand for the cars to go around me. Just a few moments later, a man walked up and offered to push my car into a parking spot. After he pushed me, I jumped out of the car to thank him, and I said, "Only God sent you my way so quickly." He smiled and said, "You likely need a jump, so I'll just pull my truck around." As the man walked away, this woman, who was standing nearby, said a few words to me that I'll never forget. She said, "You're right. God probably sent him to you. So take that frantic look off your face. As a follower of Christ, even when you're going through something, you're not supposed to look like it." And then she smiled and politely walked off. So she was really saying to me, rise above the issues of your day. And when I turned to the scriptures, this is exactly what Cornelius did. Cornelius was a devout man of God who gave generously to the poor, but because he was a Gentile, the Jewish people viewed him as impure. Imagine the conditions Cornelius lived under day in and day out, yet he was still able to transcend the issues of his day, stay connected to God, and care for his fellow man. So as you transcend your issues today, hold on to these words, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, rise above.